Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dr. Most.
Good morning, Dean. How are you doing on this beautiful Sunday?
Absolutely gorgeous morning today. I hope everybody gets outside to enjoy it a little bit. We were just talking about Anthony Rizzo and his public announcement that he has decided not to get the COVID-19 vaccination. I'm interested in your comment on that, especially given that he is a cancer patient, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Good idea, not good idea, medically?
Medically, you know, personally, I feel, I'm disappointed for a couple reasons. One, here he is, a cancer survivor, and the message that he's sending to other cancer patients as well as other cancer survivors. Now, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but here is a guy that really could make a huge impact. He's, 30, 31, 32 years old, sweet spot of the demographic that is not being vaccinated right now, and a cancer survivor. You know, kudos for him for not, you know, kind of avoiding the whole issue and not saying anything.
But I agree with that. I mean, he could have just not said anything. He decided to come out in the open and in public. And some of the things he said was that this was a life decision made for personal reasons, and that he is for people getting it, but he was taking more time to see the data on the vaccine. Is there more data to be seen that, you know, might influence a decision one way or the other? Are we pretty much, we know pretty much what we need to know about this?
Yeah, well, I think if you're going to take that stand and you look at the data now with the billions of people that have been vaccinated, we know how safe and effective this is. You know, if you look at hospitalizations right now, and probably 99.5% of those in the hospital are individuals who had not been vaccinated. So we know it works. And certainly if you're saying, hey, I want to make sure the data is that the vaccine is safe, boy, we've shown that now. And if you look at the front page of the sports today for the Chicago Tribune, it looks like the vaccination rates in Illinois are 100%, because the 100 people in that picture, not one of them had a mask on. And that's certainly not the math that we're seeing. So it would be nice to see some of these star athletes step up and say the importance of this and encourage their constituents that are coming out to watch them the safety of the vaccine.
Is he putting others at risk with whom he is playing baseball on the field, in the dugout, in the locker room?
Well, he certainly, the Cubs have not hit the 85% mark, which is, what the goal is for Major League Baseball. So they're not there yet. So certainly he's putting risk at anybody who is in that same clubhouse who hasn't been vaccinated as well. And like I said, I think the bigger message is, look at the fans right now. If you took the basic math, looking at that picture, probably close to 50% of them should have had a mask on, and none of them did. So again, it's the messaging and what we're going to do. So he's putting his teammates at risk that have not been vaccinated along, with himself.
I don't know if he's on any continuing treatment for his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Is it possible that he may have concerns that the vaccine may interact with whatever other medications he may be on for his health reasons, and taking a wait and see approach because of that?
Possibly, but there are very, very few medications right now, and very few oncology cancer patients that we're saying do not get vaccinated. Most of these are stem cell transplant patients that have undergone a stem cell transplant recently. But most people with solid tumor and other leukemias, we're saying as long as your blood counts are in the right place, go right ahead. And you got a world-class athlete, so you would think that his physical exam is pretty much back to normal and that he is, like we say, he's a cancer survivor. So really, I doubt that there's a medical reason from his cancer treatment. Not knowing it, knowing all the specifics, but certainly looking at the statistics, it would seem that he would be an excellent candidate for the vaccine.
Javi Baez commented on this because he's been very public in encouraging people to get vaccinated. He is defending his friend, Anthony Rizzo, for being honest. And he said he was asked and he didn't lie about it. He said, I have been vaccinated because I've got kids and I've got to protect my kids. It was a family decision. Everyone feels differently. I'm a little bit conflicted with this. I want to respect him. I know he's got a good heart and that he does good for others. But it feels like we've talked about for the last 14, 15 months that people who are, you know, not doing everything they can to protect themselves and others are being a little selfish.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we look up to people as role models, whether they're actors or athletes. And it's sad that we take it to the point of a medical decision that we're looking up to them for versus philanthropic or whatever else they're going to do, which this is part of philanthropy, whether you believe it or not. And Javi Baez, you know, kudos to him. You know, he's made PSA that Latinx community is a community that is still a little bit hesitant. So when they look up and see someone that they respect saying, hey, go out and get this, I got it, look, I'm doing great, we can't thank individuals like that enough.
Completely another story now from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. They issued a health advisory this week because of an unusual increase in the spread of the common respiratory virus, RSV, respiratory...
syncytial virus.
Syncytial virus, thank you. It's on the rise. Yep. It is often thought to be a common cause of bronchitis and pneumonia in kids. Is this something that we should be concerned about spreading around the U.S.?
Yeah, absolutely. We see RSV every year. This year was so unusual. It's not unusual for if you took a pediatric hospital, take Lurie Children's Hospital in anywhere from, say, November until February, you know, a good portion of their admissions, non-surgical, would be RSV infections. We saw those numbers drop dramatically because of all the safeguards we put in place. Now we are going to start to see the resurgence of these. So diseases that we weren't looking for in the past, something as simple as sinusitis and bronchitis, those are going to be rising up again as we decrease our social distancing, we're not washing our hands, we're not masking. All the things we're doing to stop the spread of all infectious diseases is certainly going to allow those to rise back up now and will be a concern for us, and especially in the pediatric world.
I think I read that the flu, which we saw virtually none of during the pandemic, is now on the rise because people are taking their masks off and not being as conscientious about washing their hands and distancing.
Yeah, unbelievable year for the flu this year. You know, 2,000 documented cases in the United States. You know, we would normally get 5,000 documented cases a day just in the Chicago metro area in a regular flu season. So now we are going to start to see those rise. We did have good immunization rates in the fall. This year was a really good one because we put out that, hey, please get immunized because we're trying to sort out the COVIDs from the influenza cases. And we saw a great response there, but now we are going to start to see influenza. And people say, well, no, we only see influenza in the fall. No, we see influenza throughout the year, but it's just the numbers certainly increased during quote-unquote flu season.
Dr. Kevin Most, Central DuPage Hospital, will get to your questions for him. 312-981-7200, coming up next. WGN 981-7200. Julie, you're going to be up first on WGN.
Good morning.
Good morning. You're on with Dr. Most.
Hi. I have a question because I have a retail store and we had cooking classes set up last year and I had to cancel them all, you know, because of the pandemic. And now I'm thinking of bringing them back. And what happens is 12 strangers sit at one table and we kind of share different, like a charcuterie board, or we make different things and we all share it. Now, I'm just wondering if, say, 8 of the people are vaccinated and 4 are not, do those vaccinated people have to feel weird about sitting next to an unvaccinated person? And I understand the 4 unvaccinated people will be, you know, scared of each other, but do the vaccinated people need to be scared of them?
And if all 12 of them are sharing one charcuterie board, you know, dipping into a common food plate, what are the dangers there?
Yeah, Julie, so interesting. You know, individuals who have been vaccinated should feel fairly comfortable being around almost anyone. That's why we've lifted the restrictions and have decreased the spacing requirements because of the great protection that we get from the vaccine. Those four individuals who are unvaccinated certainly should be concerned about being around each other. Now, I know there's many companies that are going to say, hey, you know what, we're going to do this class, but you have to show proof of vaccination because we want all 12 of our people to be very comfortable. So it might be a business decision for you as far as what you're going to do. You know, and we need to get back to these things, one, for not only the social interactions that we've all have missed for the last 16 months, and for something in your case, I'm sure you're teaching people how to cook healthy, you know, and things that we have probably fallen away from as we've gone to more carry out and home delivered meals. So hopefully you can come to a balance with your people. And then you could also say, hey, you know what, here's the vaccinated group over here. Here's the unvaccinated group. We are going to keep them distance from the vaccinated people, and they're going to have their own boards and they're going to have their own meals, but that way everyone will at least feel safe. And those four individuals should be masked.
And then, you know, those four individuals, what if they don't care? What if there's some of those people that are like, I'm not getting vaccinated and I don't care. I had COVID and I don't need the vaccine. Then where do I stand?
Yeah, well, those are the people then that you're standing and saying, you know what, I don't need you in my business, in my place of business. I need to keep my employees safe as well as my other customers. So that's the balance that we really have to have. You know, you're giving a benefit to people to come in and to learn how to cook. You certainly can put on the restrictions to say, I need to keep everyone in my environment safe, and these are going to be the restrictions. If you're not vaccinated, you must sit at this table, you must be masked. So it's a difficult business, and small business owners right now are trying to get that balance to make sure they can keep their employees safe, their other customers safe, and not spread the illness anymore.
Julie, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. You know, in doing errands yesterday, I noticed the sign saying, you know, it's mandatory that you wear a mask in our store, now say, by entering the store without a mask, you are acknowledging that you have been vaccinated. Of course, you know, not everyone's going to be telling the truth about that, and just people are going to be running around without their masks. Are they putting others in danger? I mean, I'm still wearing a mask even though I had COVID and I've been vaccinated. I just still feel like it's the right thing to do. Is there any need for me to do that? And how do I protect myself against the people who now feel like I didn't get vaccinated and nobody can tell whether or not I've been vaccinated?
Right. So for you, you know, we've spoken in the past, you are probably in the sweetest spot. You have your own natural immunity as well as the immunity from the vaccine. However, there's a lot of people that still say, you know what, I'm going to take that one extra step. I have seen what this illness has done to people, and I'm going to try to minimize any possibility of that. And those individuals who are wearing masks, again, we shouldn't socially look at them and make faces like, why didn't you get vaccinated? We don't know the story. They may be vaccinated. They may have underlying illness. They may do this because they want to decrease their anxiety. That's great. We should acknowledge them and applaud them versus try to make them feel bad.
This is Jim. You're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to thank Dr. Most for being the voice of reason in this whole thing. And thank Dean for providing a segment every Sunday. My question is do we have a feel for when the Moderna vaccine is going to be okayed for kids from 12 to 17 at this point in time? And is there an advantage of Moderna over the Pfizer for these kids?
Yeah, Jim, you know, right now I would expect you're going to see Moderna get approved probably this week or next week for those 12 to 17-year-olds. And then really, it's going to probably be a couple months before we see the 6 to 12-year-olds. As far as advantages over Pfizer or Moderna, those two really did very well in clinical trials. And actually, Pfizer and Moderna, both of them came out with their 12 to 17 data saying 100% protection for this age group. So either one of those is going to be great. And then we'll have to wait and see what happens with Johnson & Johnson, who is just, again, having another bad PR day as they have doses ready to expire that we haven't even been able to use. So I think you'll see Moderna get approved this week or maybe next week. for that 12 to 17, which is going to allow us to really be able to vaccinate more kids safely.
Thanks, Jim. Let's get one on the text line that says, I'm a senior, fully vaccinated. I live in a high rise with mostly young people. Is it safe for me to be in an elevator with four people who I have no idea if they're vaccinated or not? Do I need to wear a mask?
Yeah, again, you're a senior, so you're at higher risk, but kudos to you for getting vaccinated. The vaccination rate for those over the age of 65 in the state of Illinois is about 80%. So certainly we know that seniors are still getting a pretty good immune response, but we don't get as great immune response in seniors as we do in those that are in 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. So I would say to you, while in the elevator in an enclosed environment for a period of time, go ahead and wear the mask. Again, if you're in a building with young individuals where we know their vaccination rate is probably closer to 40 or 50%, wearing that mask for the ride up and down the elevator is certainly would decrease my anxiety, make me feel a whole heck of a lot better, and really be the safest thing for you and your health.
You decrease our anxiety each and every week. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us as always. Hope you have a great Sunday today. Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.